Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. This nice little heat and humidity break is not going to last long, so enjoy it while it's here. Today, sunshine, another very tolerable humidity day with a high temperature in the upper 80s. Clear skies, comfortably cool tonight. Not quite as cool as last night, but overnight low 68. Tomorrow's high around 90. Sunshine will be dominant. A little bit more humidity towards evening, I think. And then Saturday and Sunday, pretty much we're back to normal. Hot and humid, highs in the lower 90s, spotty random storms here and there over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I got ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The search for the suspect in a deadly armed robbery continues in Brundage. Police say a man shot and killed a gas station clerk early Wednesday morning. Anyone with information is asked to call Brundage Police. School resource officers from across the area are in Montgomery this week for training. The training focuses on three main areas: the function of law enforcement, mentoring students, and guest speaking. It also deals with how to effectively prevent emergencies from happening in schools. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is warning of an ongoing scam. Officials say someone is calling people claiming they have a warrant, they missed a fine, or they missed jury duty, and then asking for money in return. They say these types of scams are on the rise across the country. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing: ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502. 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents and Doug.
Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The Home Depot is making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
3 hours from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner, Dave.
Yeah, I know. Whole 3 hours.
Trey Gowdy and his horrific hair on television. I just don't understand if your hair's that bad. Why you don't do... Look at the mullet.
Yeah, that's...
terrible.
It's almost like he wants to have like Premier League hair.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The soccer player hair?
Yeah.
But it's like it's like super gray, and then his skin doesn't do him any favors either. He looks like he's been sandblasted.
Yeah.
Which he probably has. He's been on TV more.
Yeah.
You know, he's from what? Upstate South Carolina?
Yeah.
He said he ain't running for anything anymore, so he can put on whatever airs he wants. He can get
his face sandblasted. What did he end up doing? He said he was going to work in the Department of Justice or something. What is he doing?
I thought that he was like, they thought he was up for a judgeship or something, but anyway.
I mean, is he just hanging out?
He was a DA, right? Or something like that?
He was a, I don't know.
Their equivalent of it, or a U.S. attorney?
I don't know what he was. Prosecutor of some sort.
Yeah.
Prosecutor of some sort. Anyway, yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, was a phenomenal day for the God Emperor. Not even the media could spin that as a bad day.
Woke up this morning and a wife says, I assume the show's going to be all Mueller today. And I was like, I was like, I'm sure we'll touch on it just because, I mean, we always do. But like, I don't know if it's going to,
I'm not going to.
We're not doing any 3 hours on anything.
You know, the only time I've really ever done 3 hours on anything, I did a 3-hour show on visiting the prison. That was probably.
Well, yeah, but that's like
3 years or four years ago. We did a 3-hour show on Las Vegas after the shooting just because that was bonkers.
Right. But we've covered so much of Mueller, so far that I don't know that we,
Yeah, I do have, look, let's do
obviously
this.
We're going to cover part of it.
For Mrs. Mallory, I want to play, I'll do that. Well, I don't want to, I hate clips. I hate them.
They hate stink. Clips.
But I have one I want to play. I have one I really want to play, but I hate clips. And so I don't know if I'm going to play him or not. Oh, not that one. The problem is, you've got to listen to this clip in its entirety, and it's 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
But the question, it was the only real exchange all day that I thought was really a good exchange the whole day.
Aside from the one we played yesterday.
Stube.
Florida man.
Greg Stube, Florida man.
Congressman Florida man.
Yesterday, Jim Jordan had 5 minutes with Robert Mueller, and he had a very specific question. And I'm going to play this during the first segment, even though typically I don't like clips at all, and certainly I don't usually take calls or play anything during the first segment. But I'm going to play this because it's that important. I think it sets up the entire discussion I want to have about Mueller. Because I have stronger opinions than I had yesterday while it was happening. Because I've had now a chance to debrief. Not take my underwear off, but...
I mean, he did that too, but just to change them.
I put some back on.
You're not like our somewhere between 7 and 11-year-old boys who are like, do you need new underwear? No. That's a yes. I'm not asking. I'm trying to help you save face here, buddy.
Turn them inside out.
Yeah, they do that too.
But I want to play this clip. I'm not going to play the whole 5 minutes. I'm going to play enough for you to get an idea. I want you to listen for three things. One is, I want you to listen for how Robert Mueller says he can't talk about things and then learns they're in his report. Meaning, he was prepped, when in doubt, say you can't talk about it. Second thing is, he has no explanation for why some charging decisions were made and others were not. And apart from him not knowing who Fusion GPS was, which happened at one point in questioning yesterday, this is probably the most embarrassing moment of the day. This is proof that Robert Mueller probably wasn't actually there, but this is all a figment of our imagination, and he was in a retirement home somewhere soiling his diapers. I mean, it's just there's no other explanation for what you're about to listen to.
Director, the FBI interviewed Joseph Mifsud on February 10th, 2017. In that interview, Mr. Mifsud lied. You point this out on page 193, volume 1. Mifsud denied. Mifsud also falsely stated. In addition, Mifsud Mifsud omitted. Three times he lied to the FBI, yet you didn't charge him with the crime.
Excuse me, did you say 193?
Volume 1, 193. He lied three times, you pointed out in the report. Why didn't you charge him with the crime?
I can't get into internal deliberations with regard who would or would not be.
Charge a lot of other people for making a false statement. Let's remember this. In 2016, the FBI did something they probably haven't done before. They spied on two American citizens associated with a presidential campaign, George Papadopoulos and Carter Page. With Carter Page, they went to the FISA court. They used the now famous dossier as part of the reason they were able to get the warrant and spy on Carter Page for a better part of a year. With Mr. Papadopoulos, they didn't go to the court. They used human sources. All kinds of, from about the moment Papadopoulos joins the Trump campaign, you got all these people all around the world starting to swirl around him. Names like Halper, Downer, Mifsud, Thompson, meeting in Rome, London, all kinds of places. The FBI even sent a lady posing as somebody else, went by the name Azra Turk, even dispatched her to London to spy on Mr. Papadopoulos. In one of these meetings, Mr. Papadopoulos is talking to a foreign diplomat, and he tells the diplomat, Russians have dirt on Clinton. That diplomat then contacts the FBI, and the FBI opens an investigation based on that fact. You point this out on page one of the report. July 31st, 2016, they open the investigation based on that piece of information. Papadopoulos tells the diplomat, Russians have dirt on Clinton. Diplomat tells the FBI. What I'm wondering is, who told Papadopoulos?
It's a legitimate question.
Page one.
Page one.
So it's on the first page.
Listen, this is such a foundational point to that everybody has basically ignored. This entire investigation, allegedly, I don't believe this for one second, by the way, but this entire investigation allegedly got kicked off. You know, we've been dealing with this for over 3 years.
Right.
This investigation allegedly got kicked off because George Papadopoulos tells some rando foreign minister of Australia, "Hey, the Russians got dirt on Clinton." Okay, we got to do a 3-year investigation of the Trump campaign. No one ever asked, how did Mifsud come to know that? Who told Mifsud about that? And why did he tell Papadopoulos? Not one person asked. I mean, I think it's pretty central to this, considering the entire investigation for the last 3 years kicked off. So we got confused old grandpa here. He's been asked a very long, obviously compound question.
FBI grandpa?
Yeah. I mean, Robert Mueller did everything short of showing up in a bathrobe.
Without his teeth.
I mean, he looked terrible up there. But, I mean, it's a legitimate question. Let's see how he answers it.
How'd he find out?
I can't get into the evidentiary filing.
Yes, you can, because you wrote about it. You gave...
I love it. How'd he find out about it? I can't get into it. Yeah, you did. You wrote about it, old man.
It was on page one.
You confused old grandpa?
The first page. Not somewhere near the back. Not page 338. Second paragraph. First page seems kind of pertinent to me, Baron.
Well, listen, but I mean...
But it's like we were talking about yesterday about, yeah, like, somebody saying about, you know, like, if they had voted for the gas tax that a guy like you or me would say his very first vote.
Right.
To me, it just sticks. It's just so funny the way you said it. It's on page one.
It's on page one.
He didn't even, like, emphasize it like we are. It just cracks me up the way that he did.
He's like, you wrote about it on page one.
Yeah, you wrote it on page one.
And the reason he wrote about it on page one is it is the singular event that allegedly, I don't believe it, by the way, but according to Mueller, according to Weissman, according to the anti-Trump narrative, it is the singular event that kicked off the entire investigation. And wouldn't you want to know how Mifsud came to have this information, or at least who planted the information on Mifsud?
Yes.
So Mueller says, I can't talk about it. And Jordan says, oh, yeah, you can. You wrote about it. Guys, I have never been more convinced after this line of questioning that Robert Mueller was not in charge of the Mueller investigation. The Mueller investigation should have been called the Weissman investigation. Mueller was there to mediate the Weissman investigation. I want you to listen to this exchange, not the entire exchange, just his last 10 seconds again.
Who told Papadopoulos? How'd he find out?
I can't get into the evidentiary filing.
Yes, you can, because you wrote about it. You gave us the answer. Page 192 of the report, you tell us who told him. Joseph Mifsud. Joseph Mifsud's a guy who told Papadopoulos, the mysterious professor who lives in Rome.
So why couldn't he tell, why did he not think he could answer the question? There's only two possible answers. Why did Mueller think he couldn't answer who told Papadopoulos that the Russians had dirt? Why did you? There's only two answers. One is he didn't know.
Right.
And if he didn't know, what's the correct answer? I don't know.
Correct. If you don't know something.
The correct answer is I don't know. Robert Mueller charged people for misleading and lying and omitting testimony to the FBI. What is he doing right here? He's doing the same thing he charged people for. He didn't know the answer to it, but instead of saying, I don't know, and just being honest, he lied about it. I can't get into that. Okay, so that's option one. He didn't know and he's lying. Option two is he did know. He put it in the report.
Mm-hmm.
And either forgot or errs on the side of lack of disclosure. This did not go well. The exchange continues.
Home in London, works at teaching two different universities. This is the guy who told Papadopoulos. He's the guy who starts it all. And when the FBI interviews him, he lies three times, and yet you don't charge him with a crime. You charge Rick Gates for false statements. You charge Paul Manafort for false statements. You charge Michael Cohen with false statements. You charge Michael Flynn, a three-star general, with false statements. But the guy who puts the country through this whole saga, starts it all for 3 years we've lived this now, he lies, and you guys don't charge him. And I'm curious as to why.
He's not going to tell you. He's not going to tell you why. That's a legitimate question. Jim Jordan had the best exchange of the day, better than Greg Stube, who had the second best exchange of the day.
Well, and again, it does go back to my point that he can string two sentences together pretty well.
Yeah. Jordan didn't look at notes the entire time.
Right.
That entire, he just understands it. Mm-hmm. Some of these guys, you can tell they were prepped.
Right.
By friends or... Or staff by staff or in the office, or when I say friends, I mean people in town with an interest.
Mm-hmm.
They were prepped on this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell Jim Jordan breathes this stuff. Jim Jordan absolutely eats, sleeps, and breathes this stuff. You can tell. I don't want to play any more clips. I hate clips. I think it's bad radio. I think it slows everything down.
From here on in, we'll do an interpretive dance version of clips.
Yeah. Well, we'd have to put the live stream on.
Well...
We might do this. You guys want to see me dance? I can do the get-up dance.
The boy can dance.
I can break it down. I can do the butterfly.
Chukka, chukka, chukka,
I can slide to the left. I can slide to the right. I can certainly do the pour a drink part. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds! Gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Jones Drugs ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Jones Drugs. Jones Drugs, your locally owned pharmacy, striving to be your health partner and not just a pill store. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Jones Drugs and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
In twilight glow, I see blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Dying ember, and only memories remain.
24 minutes after 9 o'clock.
It's great, Baron.
The ages.
We just did three. We just did 3 minutes on the Nelson twins.
We should just, you know, we should do the. It's Dave Attell and who's the other guy that do the bumping mics?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's Rich Voss. They do a thing. It's just like, it's like double stand up, basically. And then like when they come up with a good one, they like tap mics.
Well, we just did 3 minutes on the Gunner and Matthew Nelson.
Well,
naming decisions
from the band.
Well, Nelson. I told Dave I wanted to play Willie Nelson when we got back, and he thought I said Nelson.
Well,
and so I pulled up Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. And he said, oh, I thought you said Nelson.
I thought
like,
you said Nelson, like the terrible band, like those two chicks, you know, Nelson.
And I said, you mean Gunner and Skylar? And it turns out it wasn't Skylar, it was Matthew.
So we're trying to figure out which one the parents hated.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a good little 3 minute bit.
It's a good bit.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228, 25 minutes after 9 o'clock. We'll head to the bathinnovations.com guest hotline in mere moments. After I tell you all the benefits you get from calling Cole Plumbing. 279-8919 if you want to get in touch with Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. ColePlumbing.com is where you find them at their residence on the World Wide Web. You can even find them on Facebook. They got some information there for you as well. But Cole Plumbing is absolutely spectacular. They got proprietary pipelining technology. For over 40 years, they've been number one in the number two business right here in the River Region. And when you're dealing with someone with that kind of a reputation, you know you're dealing with excellence. Cole Plumbing, man, they get it right. They charge no more than they have to, and they're always available. 279-8919. Check out those hot water heaters, too.
Tankless water heater.
Unless you don't say a hot water heater. You don't have to heat up hot water.
Well.
Tankless cold water.
Sometimes you got to get it from, like, lukewarm.
It's a cold water heater.
Yeah, but, like, it comes out of the tap lukewarm, and it's sitting in your attic, so it's probably...
The other day, this is a true story. Call on Cole when you're in trouble with your bowl. Call on Cole, 279-8919. The other day,
one of the number two business.
I put a meat thermometer in a glass.
Yeah.
I put a meat probe. I put a meat thermometer in the glass, and I poured water coming out of the tap.
Stuck a meat probe in it.
I poured water coming out of the tap in the glass, and I measured it. You know what the water temperature was coming out of the tap?
Okay.
90 degrees. My friends. When you're freezing your butt off in January or February, at least you get ice cold tap water. At least you get ice cold tap water. 90 degrees is hot for water.
Yeah.
Not 90 degrees Celsius. It wasn't boiling. But, who's this?
Red Top. You know, on that part of town with all these elevated tanks, I've always noticed that about Montgomery. It's unusual. It's the only town I've really felt the water temperature in the water lines. Really warm up about this time of year.
You know, we got exposed lines going out east. You can see them.
Oh, yeah.
And so the sun just bakes that water coming through that line all day.
Yeah, well, it's up in the tank, too.
Yeah. Well, it does
get rather warm, doesn't it? It's amazing.
Well, I pulled it out. I was washing my hands, and I was like, oh, I must have turned the warm water on instead of just the cold water. I thought, no. I went and grabbed a meat probe and put it in there, 90 degrees.
It's a great time to fill up a kiddie pool. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I heard that clip yesterday, and I listened to so much of that hearing. And, he did get his butt beat up pretty good on that questioning session. And Mueller is very incompetent. It's outrageous that a person can go through what basically an investigation was almost like a trial for Donald Trump over the past 2.5 years, and then have come to a conclusion and then have it all really opinionated by the prosecution again in front of the American people. This is unprecedented. As a lawyer, how in the hell is this possible, and what precedent does this set for the future?
Well, you know, I don't think it changes the precedent for the future, and here's why. Because with Donald Trump, the rules are different. With Donald Trump, the rules are different.
No doubt.
You can violate the, you know, what did they say? There have been like 20 nationwide injunctions by a district court in the history of this country. There was another one yesterday.
And there's 29 of them under Trump.
Oh, there's like 35 of them now. There was another one yesterday, a nationwide injunction from a guy whose district does not even touch the southern border, shutting down America's immigration policy.
Yeah.
From a single San Francisco courtroom. Yes, from a single San Francisco courtroom. And you know what had happened the day before? The day before, a judge had ruled the new regulation completely lawful and constitutional.
Yeah.
And so we have conflicting judges on opposite sides of the country in different circuits. One of them says, it's a completely perfectly lawful deal. If someone wants to claim asylum and they go through Mexico, they have to stop in Mexico and ask for asylum before they get to the United States. That's perfectly lawful. There's nothing wrong with that. And the reality is he's right. But why does one judge get his way and the other one doesn't? The guy who wants to shut it down, they always shut it down. The guy who says it's lawful, let's keep going, they always ignore him. I mean, could he come back and re-rule and say, nope, it's like red rover, green light, red light, green light, red light, green light, red light. We're going to have dueling judges, like dueling banjos.
They're just jerking people around, and, you know, we're all damn tired of it. And Mueller's not a white hat, a black hat. He's just a damn jackass. He's an idiot. And he's been bad his whole career.
He didn't know who Fusion GPS was yesterday. How many hours have we spent on Fusion GPS on this program?
I agree with you. The man was totally incompetent.
Did he not look like he escaped a retirement home?
Yeah. Well, he just looks like an idiot. And, you know, their excuse was he's not the man he was. Well, he never was worth a damn.
Well,
Roll Tide, go Trump.
To me, it calls into question, thanks, Red Top, to me, it calls into question the entirety of the Mueller investigation.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, obviously he was there to stonewall, because otherwise you could just say, yes, I'm familiar. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I'm familiar with it, but I can't ask questions. Yeah, but I can't answer certain questions about it. Instead of... Yeah, nope, never heard of him.
Yeah. My goodness, what a disaster. We went a little long in the first segment, short segment that time. We'll be back, got the clock back right, so we'll have normal segments from here on out until we screw up another segment.
Well, it'll happen.
31 minutes after 9 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 to noon. This is what they should have played when he walked in.
I can name the song in one note, Alex.
In one bell.
Yeah.
As soon as I cued it,
I was like, yes!
I cued it before we played it over the air. And Dave heard that one bell and he put his hand up. Everybody loves this song. We'll be back.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's worse than your heating going out in the middle of winter? Your AC wimping out in the heat of summer. Barrett Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tri-County area since 1978. They're ready to help you when your system goes kaput. Whether you want to maintain your heating and cooling units with one of their maintenance plans or upgrade your equipment, trust Barrett to be there for you. From AC units to air purification and humidity control, trust the team at Barrett's. Call them today, 285-0014.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
This nice little heat and humidity break is not going to last long, so enjoy it while it's here. Today, sunshine, another very tolerable humidity day with a high temperature in the upper 80s. Clear skies, comfortably cool tonight. Not quite as cool as last night, but overnight low 68. Tomorrow's high around 90. Sunshine will be dominant. A little bit more humidity towards evening, I think. And then Saturday and Sunday, pretty much we're back to normal. Hot and humid, highs in the lower 90s, spotty random storms here and there over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Summer this was, 91 or 2?
Yeah, I think 90.
Maybe 90.
It's in that era.
I hung out at the little pool we belonged to every day during the summer.
Uh-huh.
And they just had the local Top 40 station playing.
Oh, man.
And it would be all like, you can't touch this. It'd be like all this peppy stuff. And then this song would come on every hour on the hour.
Yep.
This was a spin an hour hit at the time. And it was terrible. It was terrible then, it's terrible now.
30, oh, come on.
36 minutes after 9 o'clock, thebathinnovations.com guest hotline wide open, 272-9228 if you want to get in.
So it's actually one of those, it's an album that built. It was released in 90 and then didn't go double platinum until October 92. So,
wow.
Of course, it was there the whole time. 90, 91, 90 was just...
There's like three straight summers.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But at one point, it was seriously a spin an hour. It was the same summer You Can't Touch This was hit.
Yeah.
Big. Whatever year that was. 90, 91 or 92.
Right? 90, 91.
Somewhere in there.
And then that dude went on to be the third frontman for Van Halen. Gary Cherone.
I did not know there was a Gary Cherone era.
Yeah.
Of Van Halen.
A very, very bad era.
And I thought the David Lee Roth era was bad. I'm more Sammy Hagar than David Lee Roth for Van Halen. I think he had a more Van Halen sound.
It's a different band.
It is.
They should call it Van Halen and Van Hagar or whatever because it's just two totally different bands.
Bath Innovations, get by there. I was just by there on the Eastern Boulevard yesterday, driving by, checking out their beautiful sign with a large rubber duck on it. And I thought, you know what? More people need to be in that store today than are in there. There were a couple of cars out front. And I thought there needs to be like 25 cars out front because everybody, if they walk in there and look in the showroom, we'll instantly go home and say, yeah, I got to get something done with my bathroom. You guys, your bathroom is where you spend a lot of time. You spend more time in the bathroom probably than the kitchen, the living room, anywhere else.
You're in there all the time. You're in there for 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes at night. You know, every time you got a number one or number two, you got to go to the bathroom.
You're there a lot.
BathInnovations.com, Bath Innovations of Alabama on the East Boulevard. 271-2723 is how you get in touch with them. 271-2723, or just stop by that showroom. It's across East Boulevard from Home Depot. You buy there when you get a chance. Bath Innovations, ask them about the acrylic. While you're in there, say, I'd like to look at the acrylic. I'd like to see a piece of the acrylic, the laser-etched acrylic, and they'll show you how it looks up on the wall. It's really, really phenomenal stuff. Really phenomenal stuff. Dave Mowry sits directly to my right. Baron Coleman and Dave here with you on a daily basis from 9
every day from 9 to 9. Well, weekday.
Yeah, I'm not here on Saturday or Sunday or major holidays.
Most of the time. Yeah, sometimes.
Like, we'll be here on Flag Day.
Yeah.
Columbus Day.
I think today should be a national holiday.
The 30th anniversary of Paul's Boutique?
Yeah.
That's a national holiday?
I mean, we got to honor the Beastie Boys somehow. They're pretty formative for everybody that's like, what, 10 years older than us and 10 years and probably 5 years younger than us?
Yeah, it's probably age 35 to 50.
If you came out and if Hello Nasty was your intro, you're not a huge Beastie Boys fan.
No.
I think. But if any of the, if any of, you know, of License to Ill, Check Your Head, Paul's, or even Ill Communication is where you really got into the band, like, you know, you can be definitely, you know, you're probably a big fan. The music caught you at the right time.
Yeah. I can't believe that's 30 years. That makes me feel old.
Yeah.
Because I remember that album seemed old when I was in high school.
And it was kind of a flop. No, when it came out, it was a flop.
Oh. Because it didn't have the major hits.
Well, yeah, I would say it was like a totally different band. Yeah. You know, well, I mean, same dudes, but like different sound, different things they're talking about, right. You know. And nobody understood that the whole, like, License to Ill persona was like a joke. They didn't think that they were going to get to make another album, so they're like, let's just be dumb.
Well, and it worked.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It worked.
Love the Beastie
Boys. I'm a big Beastie Boys fan. I do like the Beastie.
I don't necessarily like pull them out to listen to, but if Beastie Boys song comes on.
If it comes on, you don't change the station.
No.
It's like Tombstone. Well, Tombstone's the greatest movie of all time.
Tombstone, sometimes I do turn on.
But you'll never turn it off if you see it.
Correct. Ever.
Never. I don't care if the Super Bowl's
on. Tombstone, Goodfellas, Shawshank Redemption.
There's some movies that you just don't change.
Godfather.
I'll turn to Godfather.
Field of Dreams.
I'll turn Field of Dreams in a second.
You are a crazy person.
I don't really like
such
it.
Such a good movie.
No, Goodfellas, Tombstone. There's a few others up there. You know what movie that I really... It's like in my top five.
Yeah?
It's a Pacino movie, but not a classic Pacino movie.
What's the one with I'm out of order? You're out of order.
Son of a Woman.
No, that's hoo-ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's when he started like overacting was a feature, not a bug.
Yeah.
Was Son of a Woman. There's one about where he's a lawyer where he goes nuts on the judge. I'm out of order. You're out of order. The whole system's out of order.
I don't know.
It's not a great movie.
Well, that's why I don't know it. But if Son of a Woman comes on, I'm glued. I don't care what's going on. Middle of the Iron Bowl. You know, honestly, most years, if it's Tombstone versus the Iron Bowl,
right?
I know where I am.
Right.
I know where I am. Hey, listen.
I'm usually either watching for or prepping for Georgia Tech. You know, a better rivalry. Clean old fashioned hate.
The rambling wreck. My nephew's pretty smart. Like, he's got a 4.5 GPA. He had a 34 in his ACT his freshman year. I mean, he's a smart guy. He hates Georgia.
Well?
Hates Georgia. Big Auburn fan.
Yeah.
But he's willing to go, I think, to Georgia Tech. But have you looked at the price of Georgia Tech?
Uh-uh.
It's like $1 million a year. It might as well be. You know what they've done to the elite colleges?
Just jacked up the price.
Middle class is, it's out of reach for the middle class.
Right.
Only the very poor who get complete financial aid and the very wealthy who it doesn't set them back any meals to just pay cash and just stroke a check.
Uh-huh.
They're the only people who can go to elite colleges anymore.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's true.
And Georgia Tech's a state institution.
Yeah, but it's an elite college. I mean, it's a high-end engineering school.
It is. I'll agree with that.
I read a good article. I don't have it printed because I wasn't prepared to talk about it. But I read a good article this morning on The Atlantic. About college being too easy. And they had some folks that, I want to say one of them may have been from Georgia Tech. They had some folks that did some studying.
Wait, does he live in Georgia?
My nephew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
My friend.
It's horrific.
Well, it wasn't bad when you went to college. That was, dinosaurs were wandering around.
It's $10,000 for Georgia residents.
That's the tuition.
Plus $2,400 in fees.
No. Then you got to buy a meal ticket.
Well, yeah.
Then you got to live on campus for a year. Then you have to? Yeah. They'll kill you.
That's dumb.
They murder you.
Okay, so it's $28,000 a year.
Yeah.
So in-state.
But again, that's out of reach for middle-class people.
Nobody can do that.
Nobody can do that. It's out of reach for middle-class people.
It'd be crazy to just pay that much to send kids to school.
Yeah. Brought to you by Montgomery's private school system.
Exactly.
Our number 272-9228 on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Who's this?
This is Jackson.
Hey, Jackson, you say?
Yeah.
I know what I'm playing for my next song at the break. Go ahead.
The you're out of order thing that you're just talking about, that was definitely Sin of a Woman. I know that.
That was Sin of a Woman.
The quote that I'm quoting is for Man Justice for All. Thank you.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Well, in Sin of a Woman, he does have that you're out of order, I'm out of order. Because it's when they're doing the trial at the end for the young man and
the kid.
You're not a bad man. B-A-I-R-D. Yeah. Bad. But he says it like bad. Bad man.
And y'all are talking about the greatest band of all time. I'm going to have to go ahead and say Tool.
Who's the greatest band of all time?
Tool.
Tool?
All right. Is this Seth Spotlow?
No, it's not Seth Spotlow. And I don't hate Tool.
I don't hate Tool, but
I've seen them.
Kind of like we talked about Zappa.
Yeah.
People really into Tool? A little on the weird side. Sorry, buddy.
I like that caller.
He's fine.
He knew what he was talking about until he said Tool. Tool's fine. Sober is one of the great songs written. I mean, I could listen to Tool. So, you know the biggest problem with Tool? Not on Spotify.
Oh, look.
Can't get it anywhere.
Look, if you just type in I'm out of order, you're out of order, this whole court's out of order.
Injustice for All?
Injustice for All.
Huh. It's weird. Hey, he said Jackson.
I know you. That's right.
Jackson, this is for you, buddy.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you picked up the man, make a big fool of yourself.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. Play now through Friday, July 26th, and for every 250 base points earned, you'll get one entry into our last chance drawing on July 26th, when you could win a share of $10,000 free play or one of five instant entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The Home Depot's making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands, with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Boss Skaggs is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win a pair of tickets to see Boss Skaggs at Impact on September 8th.
Babies in the running round, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the street.
Tickets to Boz Skaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, September 8th from News Talk 93.1.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That's Elvi.
From 1956.
Elvis Aaron.
That song is 63 years old, Dave. 63 years old, and it still rocks.
Yeah.
Elvis is... Did they really misspell his name on his tombstone?
I don't think so.
On his grave marker? I think they did. I think it's Elvis Aaron with two R's, or maybe he was Elvis with one or something.
Huh.
I think they misspelled it. Someone told me that. They were trying to prove Elvis was alive.
That's one I've never heard.
That's
one I've never heard, and I know a lot about Elvis. He doesn't have actual black hair. He was a blonde.
What?
Yeah. He's a blonde.
No.
Yeah, that's a dye job, bro.
No.
Yes.
Stop it.
He had a twin that died at birth, Jesse Garen.
What?
Yeah.
Jesse what?
Jesse Garen. Elvis Aaron, Jesse Garen.
G-A-R-O-N?
Yeah. It's worse than Gunner.
I'm glad my parents didn't name me Garen. Baron's been hard enough to explain to people taking pizza orders all these
years. Garen and Gabe. God. Garen. Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for this? Either spelling is right and either spelling is wrong. A-R-O-N or A-A-R-O-N. Elvis was named after his father, Vernon Elvis Presley, Mr. Presley's good friend in Tupelo, Aaron Kennedy. Aaron, A-R-O-N, was the spelling the Presleys chose. Either it was a spelling mistake or apparently to make it similar to the Elvis name of Elvis's stillborn identical twin, Jesse Garen Presley. Jesse was apparently named after Vernon's father, Jesse Presley. Yes, there are two S's in Vernon's father, Jesse Presley. So the P-R-E-S-L-E-Y was not how it was originally spelled. Toward the end of his life, Elvis sought to change the spelling of his middle name to the traditional and biblical Aaron. In the process, he learned that official state records had inexplicably listed it as Aaron with two A's and not A-R-O-N as on his original birth records. Knowing Elvis's plans for his middle name, Aaron is the spelling his father chose for Elvis's tombstone.
Ah.
So that was the confusion. How about that?
I hear you.
I know an Elvis fact you didn't know.
I know.
I guess we got to talk about it. And you know, if the whole world is watching Robert Mueller debacle himself, would anyone know if Jeff Epstein fell down in his...
Well, he took a spill.
You know. He was found semi-conscious with marks on his neck, according to investigators who are trying to piece together exactly what happened. This is an NBC News dispatch. Accused pedophile in wealthy Manhattan. Now, I predicted this, Dave. I said the guy won't make it to trial. They're going to kill him. I didn't know they'd do it in the first week and a half, but I knew they'd do it. Accused pedophile and wealthy Manhattan financier Jeffrey Epstein was found injured and in a fetal position
inside his cell at a New York City jail, according to sources close to the investigation. You know, he may have been going just through withdrawals.
You can go through withdrawals from that?
From 14-year-olds?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess you'd have to get hooked on 14-year-olds to find out. I don't know. Never been there.
What, you think he's on the spike?
No, I think he's on kids.
Oh, you mean literally he's going through withdrawals.
Withdrawals from 14. Yeah, he's in a fetal station. Position. Isn't that kind of a withdrawal thing?
I guess. I don't know.
Epstein, who's currently being held in Metropolitan Correctional Center during his trial for conspiracy and sex trafficking, was found semi-conscious with marks on his neck, two sources told News 4. Investigators trying to piece together. Now, there are some leading theories. One is he tried to hang himself. A third source said the injuries weren't very serious and said...
Trying to get moved.
Yeah, Epstein may just be trying to get moved for whatever reason. A fourth source... Now, I want you to listen to this fourth source. This is interesting to me. A fourth source said an assault has not been ruled out. That another inmate was questioned. Well, who is this random inmate?
Oh, this random inmate. The guy, the ex-cop?
This random inmate is a guy named Nicholas Tartaglione. Nicholas Tartaglione.
Baron, now I'm not going to have you sully the great Italian-Americans and their contributions to this country, okay?
I know you're half Italian, Dave.
I'm half and half Italian.
It's Mallory, M-A-L-L-L-O-R-I. Mallory.
Mallory.
Nicholas Tartaglione. According to two sources, Tartaglione is a former police officer in Westchester County.
Well, and did you see where he's a police officer? Like, it's not just Westchester County. It's like they have the town that he was, and it's like there's some kind of crazy thing where they made the police chief resign. Like, he got suspended,
you know why?
And he resigned. And then...
Did you see what this guy was in jail for?
Murdering four people.
Killing four men in an alleged cocaine distribution conspiracy. Well, then... This is how you get caught. Don't bury people in your own yard.
True.
Hard to argue you didn't do it when they're found under the dirt in your yard.
It's the only place I had a backhoe, Baron. I mean, look weird if I show up in a backhoe in your yard. No. Baron did it.
No. You guys, you know how many people go missing in this country?
Lots.
Lots of people go missing. You know why? Because they were killed by smart people. Dumb people get found as murderers. Smart people, their victims just go missing. And you got to wait for the right time. I'm not saying I know a hitman. Do what? Well, you know, I'm not saying I've never, you know, saying I've ever disappeared anybody, but if I did, I wouldn't get caught. I wouldn't get caught. Tartaglione. Dave, must I do it?
Tartaglione.
Tartaglione. Tartaglione.
And he was caught talking on a cell phone on July 3rd.
Yeah?
Tartaglione
was?
Yeah, in the jail.
Oh! Is that the day Epstein showed up?
Yeah. 3 days before.
3 days before Epstein showed up?
Yeah. Apparently this area of Westchester County that he's, like, this town that he was a cop in, kind of ritzy.
Oh!
Yeah.
Might have some billionaires, billionaire pedophiles in there? What county does, what county is Chappaquiddick in? Not Chappaquiddick. What's the name of the town where the Clintons live?
Chappaqua.
Chappaqua. What county is Chappaqua?
I do not know the answer to that.
Chappaqua. It's not what, oh, it's in northern Westchester County.
Oh.
Huh. So you're telling me a town, a county in which the Clintons reside? Has a cocaine distribution conspiracy that ended in four murders? And that the guy doing a little bid for those four murders just happens to go after a guy that might have the goods on one?
They got you up on four bodies here, Vincent.
Willie Jeff?
Let me tell you something. They got you up on four bodies. You're not coming home.
Yeah.
You're not coming home, but your wife, your kids,
yeah,
they can have a nice life. This creep Jeff, he was messing with little girls. Huh? You gotta do, you take the bed sheet, you squeeze him, it ain't like you ain't done it before, am I right?
You did it at least four times before, big man.
You know, that's what they say, allegedly.
I didn't do nothing.
Allegedly, though.
I didn't do nothing. They found him in my room, but I didn't do nothing.
Allegedly, though, I might have seen you kill more than those four people.
Hey, a guy who buries four people in his backyard has killed more people than four people. He just ran out of places to bury people.
Correct.
All his normal spots were full.
Yeah, they call it escalation.
Don't get caught murdering people. Come on.
Well, don't murder people.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Dave!
Controversial take. Hot take.
That's a hot take there, Dave.
Hot take.
Don't murder people. Just don't get caught. If you do, don't be like Tartaglione. Don't bury him in your yard. Westchester County. Just happens to be where Clinton's from. Crooked police officer murdered four people, cocaine conspiracy charge. I'm sure it's just a coincidence that they live in the same county. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. You know who will never get caught burying people in the backyard? The guys at New Look Decorating. They don't kill people. They kill ugly walls. They'll paint them up, make them look good. What they do is, at New Look Decorating, they give you Benjamin Moore paint. For a total value. You can send a painting contractor over there to pick it up and paint your house. You can go over there yourself and pick it up and paint your house. Man, I don't know how to paint. Then call Riley Manning. Say, Riley, baby, go over there. Painting contractors, they all have their own entrance into New Look Decorating. Get by New Look Decorating when you get a chance. They have two designers on staff. So you're going to be fine. They're going to take care of you. You're going to absolutely love New Look Decorating. Brett Lanham, Brian Carr over there, the designers they have. I go over there from time to time. Just a beautiful new... They've actually redecorated the showroom. Really, really beautiful. Easy to get around. And they got Benjamin Moore paints. The highest quality paints in the world. These billionaire pedophiles. You know? I don't want to say pedophiles use the paint, but these billionaires, millionaires, they use Benjamin Moore paint because they want their walls to look good. But you know what? They got paint in every price point. So you can afford Benjamin Moore paints. And there's a factory, Benjamin Moore factory, in Pell City, Alabama. So a lot of that paint's made right here in Alabama. So buy local. We'll be back.
Music is a world within itself. With a language we all